there's a great deal of buzz going around on social media. It's not factual. Encourage your listeners to avoid buying into a lot of the stories and rumors that are floating around on social media because it's not factual. This is a long, well, our investigation is in its preliminary stages, so there are a lot of variables yet to be determined in the course of the investigation. It would move forward. All the evidence that was collected at the crime scene is being submitted to the crime laboratory for analysis. An autopsy was conducted Friday morning. The results of those of that the autopsy was conducted Friday morning, and the complete report is yet to be filed in terms of the autopsy. Series of interviews are taking place, so it's still in the very early stages of the investigation. So we have a long way to go, and we'll make information available as we can.
And Warren, who is on that investigation? I spoke to Commander Jones just a few minutes ago, and he said that Hines and Jackson were off. Is it just Madison and the NBI now, or are there more agencies involved?
The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation has its investigators involved, as well as the crime scene unit. Of course, the Department of Public Safety has the crime laboratory and the state medical examiner's office engaged, and so the Department of Public Safety is taking a primary role in this investigation with the cooperation and in concert with the Madison County Sheriff's Department, Jackson Police Department, and the Hines County Sheriff's Department.
Gotcha. Has a murder weapon been located or even identified? Do they know what did this?
At this point, it'd be premature to discuss the elements of the case in terms of what has or hasn't been found and the results of the tests that are pending at the crime laboratory. So, again, we're in the very preliminary stages. It'd be premature to discuss the investigation in any detail or depth.